We heard from only three countries, so I will comment on the last three statements, all of them from countries that in different ways have been exceptionally good hosts of refugees for a long, long time. Of course, I really thank Minister Saffron for his statement on behalf of Pakistan. I was just in Pakistan myself a few days ago, literally, and had the opportunity to review with the government all the points that were raised by the minister. I have already called in my own opening statement for to redouble efforts to prevent a refugee crisis from happening outside of Afghanistan, in, I would say, displacement crisis inside and a crisis outside. And this will require, at least in the very short term, redoubling the humanitarian assistance even more. I appreciate that Pakistan has reaffirmed that it will facilitate the delivery of humanitarian assistance by the responsible agencies. I would also say that your second point, that it is important to avoid, I made the point myself, an implosion of the country, will require complex discussions with the Taliban that are now in charge of the country. And also, I would like to add, and let me say it again, on the very important issues of rights of women, rights of minorities. And we count on Pakistan to continue to help, as was discussed during my visit to Islamabad, in conveying these important messages, because they will all contribute to preventing a crisis and avoiding that Afghanistan sets too much on the wrong path. I would also like to echo your call for support to continue to be provided to host countries, Pakistan in this case, in particular. I really appreciate the efforts that have been made. You mentioned the DRIVE registration project. I was actually with the Chief Commissioner in Islamabad visiting the project myself a few days ago, and really want to applaud also the continuation of your efforts to continue to host in the appropriate manner millions of Afghans. Uganda, we heard from Uganda to my friend Minister Onek, one of the biggest refugee hosting countries in Africa and in the world. Very much want to reiterate again, I'll say it more and more, your appeal for vaccines. I was actually in Kampala a few months ago when you launched your vaccination campaign. I remember I was there on that very day, and it is really unfortunate that so many months after, still the progress is limited because of the lack of vaccines. Also to recall, to remind, I've done it in most of my opening statements at XCOM, not this year, but of course, recognition that Uganda continues to be a champion of the inclusive approach through the comprehensive refugee response framework, including in areas that you have mentioned, Minister, that are very important, like environmentally friendly solutions. Just want to say that, you know, in addition to that, link what you said to efforts that are being made in Sudan and South Sudan to bring to move towards solution this huge refugee context, refugee situation of South Sudanese in particular. This is the biggest group that you are hosting. So we really need to work together towards that as well. And also your mention of the repatriation of Burundian refugees is something that we need to continue to work. So even in complex situation, I think looking at solutions while you continue to be exemplary in your hosting of refugees is very important. Et certainement en dernier, mais seulement en dernier, un ordre chronologique, mais pas en importance, Monsieur le Ministre, merci pour votre déclaration. Qui nous rappelle toujours que Djibouti, un petit pays, héberge proportionnellement un nombre très grand, un petit peu comme le Liban, un nombre très grand de réfugiés, et donc la charge, la responsabilité est autant plus lourde et plus grande et doit être tenue en compte. Je veux vraiment saluer dans ce contexte difficile les efforts que vous faites pour l'inclusion des réfugiés dans les programmes de santé, d'éducation, vous les avez mentionnés. Et vous avez mentionné un élément important que je tiens à reprendre l'importance de continuer les programmes d'aide alimentaire aux réfugiés dans les pays africains surtout, mais aussi au Moyen-Orient. Et ça, c'est très important. Nous travaillons avec le PAM pour nous assurer que les financements soient mobilisés de manière adéquate et suffisante. C'est des financements pour le PAM, parce que c'est le PAM qui est responsable pour ces programmes, mais je veux profiter de votre déclaration pour faire un appel à tous les donateurs pour que l'attention pour ces programmes, le soutien à ces programmes ne baisse pas, parce qu'il est très important pour les pays d'accueil comme le vôtre qui ont besoin de cette aide alimentaire pour soutenir les communautés des réfugiés. Merci beaucoup, et merci beaucoup, monsieur le vice-président.